savoury. And people would put, in the Victorian times, would put trinkets inside. So this idea of having the pea and the bean from the 12th cake then got transferred to the Christmas pudding. And you'd put things like a thimble would mean spinsterhood, a button would mean bachelorhood, and if you got the coin, which is the best thing, obviously, then it would mean that you'd have riches for the next year. And I thought I would give you a quote from Charles Dickens from The Christmas Carol about the Christmas pudding. So he said, "A great deal of steam. The pudding was out of the copper. A smell like a washing day. That was the cloth. A smell like an eating house and a pastry's cooked next door to each other, with a laundress's next door to that." Mrs. Cratchit entered flushed, smiling proudly with the pudding like a speckled cannonball, so hard and firm, blazing in half a quartern of ignited brandy and bedight with Christmas holly stuck into the top. "Oh, a wonderful Christmas pudding," Bob Cratchit said. Mrs. Cratchit said how now the weight was off her mind. She would confess she had her doubts about the quantity of flour, but obviously it all turned out well in the end. So I think we should probably do some making, and then we can pass over some mince pies, and I can talk about mince pies as well, why they end up being smaller when we do that.
Absolutely, and we can
have some old wine.
And anything
else you like. And the word mole actually comes from a 17th century verb to stupefy. So there we go. We're going to go for some stupefaction.
What was it coming from?
The 17th century verb meant stupefy, the word mole.
Which was
to stupefy.
It sounds like stupefy to me.
Stupefy. Stupefy.
It's not stupid, it's stupy.
So it's basically sorry, like it's being a bit drunk.
Never mind, I'm losing.
Can you spell it?
I can.
Stupefy.
Stupefy. That's what we
said. Alright, oh, that's alright.
Let's get stupefied.
I wasn't hearing the wrong thing.
I was convinced it was.
Okay, everybody, we're going to move to the other end of the table because I've got everything set up. And if it's okay, we're going to work in pairs to make our lovely.